Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Smellon. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. According to a Gartner study, about 40% of businesses have implemented a formal coaching culture for their reps. So how can a unified platform help to drive a coaching culture within your organization? Here to discuss this topic is Bernie Borges, the Vice President of Global Content Marketing, Blake Graves, Director of Sales Enablement, and Chris O'Connell, the Director of Global Sales Operations from iCor. Thank you for joining us, Bernie, Blake, and Chris. I would love for each of you to tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, and your role. Bernie, let's start with you.
Sure. Thank you, Shauna. Thanks for having us. So I'm Bernie Borges, Vice President of Global Content Marketing at iCor, and I've been in content marketing for the better part of the last 20 plus years in B2B, had my own agency for a while, and joined iCor about 3 years ago, really focused on driving the brand awareness for iCor in the marketplace. It's a very competitive marketplace, and producing content that can really help to amplify the brand, as well as provide content that the sales team can leverage in their day-to-day selling efforts, everything from starting conversations through the whole buyer's journey all the way down through closing. So that's my role, a little bit about my background.
Yeah, thanks again for having us too. So Blake Graves, Director of Sales Enablement at iCor. Been with iCor for almost 8 years now. So got to see a lot of transformation at the company. Really, really cool stuff that we're doing with sales and marketing. My area really covers sales readiness, you know, that training aspect, that what new things are we doing from a technology perspective, just kind of bringing that to the sales team, and this is how we should pitch it, and this is the information you need to empower your, or better inform your selling practices. And of course, along with that comes the tech stack, like HighSpot, or anything else that we're using to enable sales on, like, from a prospect's perspective. And HighSpot is an exciting new tool for us that we're ready to really start closing some deals quickly.
Wonderful. And Chris, last but not least, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Chris O'Connell. I'm the Director of Global Sales Operations. So I'm responsible for our CRM instance and, working with our sales team to help them. And, really excited about the HighSpot opportunity. You know, this helps us get better information about how our content is being consumed, how it's being deployed, which things are resonating, and perhaps how they're helping us win more business.
Wonderful. Well, thank you three for joining us. Now, to start, tell us about some of the challenges that your teams are facing prior to HighSpot. What was the impetus for deciding to invest in a unified enablement platform? Bernie, if I could start with you, that'd be great.
Sure. So the content marketing role at iCor is only about 3 years old at the time that we're recording this. And so over the past 3 years, we've been able to produce a fair amount of content that we put out into the marketplace. And along the way, we've made a strong attempt to have the sales team embrace the content, use the content, and then, of course, help them or enable them to help them get into more deals, more conversations, and close more deals. What's been missing, though, is a couple of things that I think the three of us will speak to in this conversation. One is an intelligent platform that allows us to organize the content intelligently and make it easily accessible to them, and then also be able to track how the content is being used, who's using it, how it's being used, what's the contribution into pipeline, and what's the contribution into deals won, as well as deals lost. And that'll help us not only measure the impact of the content, but it'll also feed us information that we can use to drive our strategy going forward, so we know what content to produce more of, as well as what content we should either stop or scale back producing based on the data and how it's used.
Yeah, and I'm going to add to that, if that's okay. Biggest challenge for me was, and this is no offense to Microsoft at all, but we have been a very SharePoint-focused type of company for, organizing content and building, you guys call smart pages. So we're trying to, we're attempting to do that kind of effort within something that's a little bit more static environment. And that was very challenging because, one, there's a heavy lift on my you know, my team of, you know, from the design to thoughtfully trying to lay out pages. It's like building websites, you know, basically, is how I would compare that to. And over time, content's going to get stale. We're not, you know, it might not be being refreshed enough. It's not easy to find. That's another big, you know, piece of that, is it's not easy or intuitive. That was a big challenge for us. And HighSpot is really just kind of, it's changing the entire landscape for us. So just because it's a little bit more intuitive and you know, intelligence built in.
Fantastic. And Chris, let's hear from you on this front.
Yeah. So I think for me, you know, I really like the notion of providing content to the salespeople, the right kind of content at the right time, where they're not having to hunt around and find it. And, you know, with the integration with the CRM, like Salesforce, you know, depending on which stage the deal is in, we're able to surface content that would be helpful for them to deploy, right? And know when it's being used and, you know, again, what kind of results we're getting from that. But I like the way that your product allows us to kind of prepackage a play or a type of content delivery that we're going to share with a prospective lead or client. And so really excited for, you know, as we roll this out, how we're going to see these wins and be able to track them and tie them back to the actual opportunities they're working on.
Thank you for giving us a little bit of that grounding context. Now, as leaders in your organization, we'd love to hear your perspective on the value of an enablement platform for your areas of expertise. Bernie, if we could start with you, what does the impact of a unified enablement platform have on your role as a marketing leader?
Well, Shauna, I really look at it holistically. I don't look at it just from the lens of my focus in content marketing. I look at it holistically. And what I mean by that is, really now I view our tech stack to be comprised of three pillars, right? Kind of a three-legged stool, right? You've got CRM. Of course, you have to have CRM. We've got marketing automation. And now we have a sales enablement platform or revenue enablement platform, depending on, you know, what vernacular you prefer. But I really think that that really makes, that rounds out our tech stack, because now we have the ability, as we've been discussing here, to organize the content in an intelligent way using intelligence built into the platform, as well as, we haven't gotten to yet, and I'm sure Blake will get to this, the ability to empower salespeople to utilize that content in ways that, I'll let Blake comment on that, because that's a very exciting element. But the point I'm driving at is that we've rounded out our tech stack, right? CRM, marketing automation, and now sales enablement platform. And now we've got everything we need to deploy and measure the impact of content.
Exactly. And it's obviously my cue to kind of piggyback off of that, because it's a really good point. I think that the digital sales room is also going to be a big piece of this for the sales team. And I mean that because it gives the sales team an opportunity to tailor and personalize the experience for their end user, the prospect. And that is something that we've been missing for a while too. You know, we personalize our messaging and like emails and LinkedIn outreaches, whatever that sequence looks like. But when it comes to building an environment where I could take my prospect and say, these are the things I feel like are relevant to you, whether it's your industry, your role, the challenges that you're having, and it looks like your environment. This is your logo. And I think that's a really sweet touch. But the sales team also, we have three of us continue to talk about this when we're meeting internally. And I say this out of a lot of respect, but, you know, the sales team everywhere in every industry, any company, are very special people. They're wired very differently than the rest of us. And we like that. We embrace that, because that's what makes them, you know, so successful and in selling. And we have to cater to that. We have to curate our tech stack and how we roll these things out very carefully, because once the sales person says, well, this doesn't work for me, well, you know, you've almost lost them. You know, it's hard to get them to come back. And with HighSpot, because of that intelligence that's built in, And because the three of us are thoughtfully, you know, curating the internal experience, this is going to be so much more of an easier lift for the sales team to adopt. And I think that from a sales enablement perspective, that's a huge deal.
Blake, how about you? As an enablement leader, how do you envision leveraging Highspot's unified enablement platform to help bring your enablement strategy to life at iCore?
Well, and I kind of gave a preview of that answer a minute ago, because this, going back to the digital sales room, you know, video is certainly a high value piece of content, and our sales team, historically, you know, that's not really been something we leverage as far as like recording themselves to present something and sending it off to a prospect. But we're excited to say that that's something that we're going to be introducing to the sales team, because we know that it's going to add that extra layer of personalization, something special. And I think that that's been kind of a gap in the strategy all along, is just that hyper personalization of content to your prospect. And just that digital sales room experience. Again, you have this nice curated environment that's, you know, I made this thoughtfully for you because I know what your challenges are, and I know that these are the pieces that I need for you to read and inform yourself on about iCore. So I think that that's a big piece. Another, you know, part of that strategy is just, I will always go back to like sales, you know, readiness, that training piece. This will make it a lot easier to build that library of having our SMEs internally, you know, having their videos and what they're recording, like all the updates they're doing to our tech stacks, to the processes, whatever would make the selling journey a lot easier. I think that that's going to be a really powerful piece too.
Thank you, Blake. And Chris, again, last but not least, as a sales operation leader, how will a unified enablement platform help you drive sales productivity?
Well, I look at it from, you know, maybe a couple of different ways. I mean, the first is whenever we hire a new sales rep, they don't often have some of that tribal knowledge of what's possible or where things are located, right? So organizing it in an easy to find place and making it easy to deploy helps us get our new reps up to speed faster. But, you know, one of the other things that really kind of struck me is I always like to learn about sales by how we're being sold to. And one of my favorite stories about sourcing this product for us was the story with Bernie. Bernie had looked at this product before. They had shared a digital sales room with them. He had a renewed interest and went back in to look. And this tripwire sort of functionality that your product has alerted the sales rep to contact Bernie and say, hey, what's up? And so that's one of the cool things I was kind of looking for is, boy, I want to tripwire like that for our team when somebody renews interest, to get back in front of them to know when it's that time. It's kind of like having that secret weapon out there of how this thing like lets us know when it's time to re-engage, right? Or somebody's doing research again. I think that's really a fantastic opportunity for us.
Thank you for sharing each of your unique perspectives. I'd love to understand how you all partnered together to build a business case for the investment in an enablement solution. And do you have any best practices for gaining buy-in?
Sure. So there's a few things that came into play on the internal buy-in and decision process. One is the fact that we have been producing a lot of content over the last 3 years, as I said, but with little ability to really measure the impact on sales. We've also, and Blake can elaborate on this, but we've also made a bigger investment in sales enablement. And again, Blake can elaborate on that. And then from the CRM side and sales operations side, I think that that investment has been in place for a while. So getting back to these three pillars that I've alluded to a few times, it was really just kind of the right timing. You know, and as Chris said, we revisited this after looking at it maybe a year prior, and it was the right timing. There's investments that are being made in the sales organization in general, as well as marketing. So it was just the right time. And we really drove it through the head of marketing, senior vice president of marketing, really bought off on the concept. He works very closely with his counterpart, executive vice president of sales. They're really, you know, tied at the hip, so to speak. And so, senior vice president of marketing said, yes, let's go do the evaluation. and let's select someone to partner with. And we went through the evaluation process and elected to partner with Highspot. And the EVP of sales really at that point just signed off on it because he just needed an executive summary and he was in. So it was an elaborate process. Your team did a great job, but it was that internal buy-in where the things really came together from a timing standpoint that really got us there.
Yes. And I'll add to that. Of course, the very beginning, it all starts with what our personal challenges are, which I listed out before, Bernie and Chris too. And because we're expanding that investment in sales enablement, some of the biggest feedback is data. We need more data, like what's working, what's not working. That's a broad use, but specifically as it relates to Highspot, what content is working? What seems to be, grabbing people's attention? What seems to be the most popular thing that the sales team is using? Stuff like that. And attributing that to an open opportunity in Salesforce, which is huge. So there was that need that needed to be checked off. And the second thing, of course, is just how can we make this so much easier for the sales team to consume and use what we're making available to them content-wise? And so these were no-brainers, and that's when the evaluation started. And of course, again, as Bernie said, you guys, nailed it in that demo period. It always helps when you can select a few people on the sales team, reliable, like ones who embrace new platforms, who are kind of hungry to test something new, and kind of get their buy-in as well by getting their hands dirty. And that also was helpful for us too.
That is some fantastic advice. And I know one of the key reasons you decided to invest in Highspot was to deliver coaching with meeting intelligence capabilities. In your opinion, what is the value of coaching in today's sales landscape? Blake, I'd love to hear from you.
Well, I think we can all agree, and Bernie and I shared a Gartner crazy little mind map of what the buyer's journey looks like today in B2B, specifically B2B. And B2B has always been a little bit more complex, in my opinion, than B2C. And I've been in B2B for, at least 12 years now. It's getting harder to understand when the right time is to strike, when a prospect is researching you or researching, the topic that's related to your industry and your like intent signals. And that's relevant to your question, because when we think about coaching, and we have a wonderful team that's kind of a senior, they've been in the selling for many, many years. So there's a lot of experience here. But that changing landscape, we have generations coming in now that have decisions in this buying process that see things a whole lot differently, especially when technology is at play. And just listening to how they're selling us, listening to what's not being said, even I think that's a key piece right there, is what are they not talking about on these calls that might be that linchpin, that turning point in that sales journey. And I think that's going to be a really interesting piece of the puzzle that I'm excited about, trying to solve.
Thank you, Blake. Chris, what are maybe some of the key results or business metrics you're aiming to achieve with a dedicated coaching program? And how do you plan to leverage Highspot to help deliver these results?
Following up on what Blake said, it's very difficult for us, post COVID now. If you look at the three of us, we're all working from our home offices today. And so our sellers are now challenged because they don't typically go in and present to a boardroom full of people anymore. And so what we're really looking to gain, and some of the things we're looking to measure, is the engagement of the buyers and which ones, play their different decision-making roles. But getting them engaged with the content that we're sharing and seeing if they are showing up and are consuming the content? How long are they watching the videos? How long have they dug into the presentation slides? You know, are they engaged? Are there any hidden buyer influences that may have showed up in a conference room, but now they're sort of in the back scenes? Maybe they didn't attend the Zoom call, but they did consume some of the content, right? So identifying who those other buying influences are, I think it's going to be something I'm really keen to look out and see how those results are going to start showing us more about the selling environment that we're in today.
Fantastic. In your opinion, what is the value of having one unified solution to equip, train, and coach your teams rather than multiple separate siloed tools, Chris?
I think, you know, the most important part is just ease of use and, you know, single point of consumption, right? You know, if we have to jump to a learning management system and we have to jump back to the CRM system by using your tool integrated with Salesforce, then they don't have to jump from those three different places, right? And so that, I think there's a big advantage to try to simplify their selling tool set, right, to accomplish what they need to accomplish, and save manual steps, right? They're not finding a presentation, putting it into an email and then sharing it. And then we don't know if it gets delivered. We don't know if it gets viewed. And so just kind of bringing that information full circle where the salespeople can utilize and understand it better, right?
I couldn't agree more. What advice do you have for other teams considering implementing a unified enablement platform like HighSpot? Blake, I'd love to hear from you.
It's a good question. There's a lot of good advice, but I think if I could think about one thing that I know we did right, and I mentioned this earlier, actually, you know, it's important that, you know, your biggest customer internally, which is going to be for us, our sales team, is going to have some buy-in here. Otherwise, this is not going to work exactly how you imagined and, you know, mapped out. So for us to understand how they consume content, what basically taking that user experience approach, you know, user experience has a whole lot of, you know, there's a lot of school of thought there and how they navigate a website, how they navigate or select things on a page, things like that. I think that was very helpful in our evaluation phase with HighSpot. We selected, like I said, a few people to join us in the demo environment, take a week, I think maybe in the 2 weeks, to interact with the content that you see there, share it out. We gave them a very basic overview, and the rest of it really was left up to them to figure out. And that's not how we're, you know, we rolled it out, of course. It's just, that's more of, let me see how you engage with this first, because I want to see how intuitive this is from your perspective, because that will inform how we train you on it and how we need to build out the different spots. So that is the biggest advice, is to think about your end user. I know we say this all the time in marketing, and every company, everybody's going to say that, but you really need to do it. You know, don't just say it, do it. You know, take a few people, take not just the ones who are quick to adopt technology, but take the ones who are also a little slow to adopt as well, because they also have there's a lot of value there in what they're going to say, because you want everybody to adopt this. So that's the biggest piece right there.
Now, as you look to the future, what are the key business initiatives you're aiming to drive at iCore this year? And how do you plan to leverage HighSpot to help? I'd love to hear from each of you.
Sure. So again, from my perspective, since I'm focused on producing content, I'm really looking forward to enjoying the benefit of having content that can find our salespeople. So in the past, we were dependent on an environment where the content library was very static, as Blake said, so it was challenging for them to find the content. So now in the HighSpot environment, because of the built-in intelligence, the content's going to be able to find them. That's going to inform us how the content is being used. It's also going to surface for them content that they have not previously used because it was difficult to find. They didn't even, in some cases, didn't know what they didn't know. They didn't know what to look for. But now with built-in intelligence, it's going to be able to surface the content to them in a very structured, organized, practical way, a pragmatic way. So I'm really looking forward to really getting more value from all the content that we've been investing in and will continue to invest in for both marketing value and sales value.
Agree. And I'm going to go ahead and pick the tag off of him again. And I haven't had a chance. I haven't mentioned this yet that obviously the biggest piece for me would also be the data aspect. I mean, there is a need for us to understand just a variety of different perspectives. One, you know, what specifically is working and what's not working from our content strategy. And really, who on the team is really spending a lot of time in these platforms? Because I want to know the ones who are not, and I want to be able to, you know, understand what's going on. Is there a block? I mean, is there a, you know, something we don't understand? Is it something that's uncomfortable? That's a very important piece, and that's part of my ongoing, I would say, the ongoing strategy for me. And then I think step one is just, as Bernie was saying, we had a very static environment where all this stuff lived. Now we're bringing this into an intelligent, intuitive environment. And what I look forward to seeing is how we can now thoughtfully build out content that's meant for different stages of the funnel. And I think that's going to be key. With HiSpot is helping us understand, okay, we might need to spend a little bit more time expanding our middle upper funnel type of content. This seems to be, you know, a sweet spot. So that'll be very interesting.
Something that we really thought about when we plucked this product, and that's, you know, as I said earlier, with the selling environment, we're not able to get all of the decision makers together. And so measuring how engaged they are and, you know, what we're able to accomplish by sharing content, sharing the right content at the right time, I think is going to be something that's really going to be key that, as we, you know, take that data and what that data is telling us and servicing, you know, the right things at the right time for the salesperson is one of the things that we're really hoping to accomplish this year. To increase sales win rates and to increase, you know, the sell through or the success rate, right? And so, by doing that and even cross selling, right? A lot of times we'll be presenting to somebody specifically at an organization about a certain solution, and we offer a lot of other things as an organization. And so, having some cross-selling opportunity with a digital sales room, or making sure that we can surface some other content that they're interested in, or knowing what to share and when to share it, I think will be a real game changer for our current sales reps.
Bernie, Blake, Chris, thank you all so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time and your insights.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HiSpot.